So last week, we discussed that we are going to be learning Hilchos Kibra Va'im. Rabbi Leibowitz gave us an amazing introduction to learning halacha in general. And then we explored the question of whether a B'nai Noach is obligated in Kibra Va'im. And the purpose of that entire exploration was to bring us to the point that there is a general concept in the world of gratitude and respecting your elders and the way that you would treat someone in general who's older than you. But what is unique about mitzvot is that we take something that may or may not be logical, natural, something we may have thought of on our own, and Hashem commands us to do this action in a specific way and gives us halachot that guide it so that what we do and we might have thought of on our own becomes guided and governed by very specific rules that help us elevate these basic ideas to something that is holy, something that is much more important in our lives, something that through doing it, not only creates a just society or a functioning society, but creates a society that is connecting to Hashem. So with that, we are going to now begin to delve in to Hilchos Kibra Va'im. Now, a lot of halacha is very technical. You can do this, you can't do that. There are rules of when you can do things, when you can't do things. However, the halachot of Kibra Va'im, and this is actually going to be part of our discussion today, the halachot of Kibra Va'im combine sort of that rules and regulations with a human element. As Rabbi Leibowitz said, the halachot of Kibra Va'im are sometimes the questions are more personal and more sensitive and more difficult than any other area of halacha, because this is a matter that relates to human interaction. So as we begin to delve into this topic, we have to remember, and this is going to be our primary discussion for today, is what is the basis of this mitzvah, right? Where does it come from? And how, therefore, is it going to manifest when we arrive at the halachic level? So what is the basis? Where does it come from? How does it develop? And how does that begin to influence the rules and regulations that come out of it? So let's begin. We are in out the introduction to the different mitzvot involved. So the very first section, we are on page 25. This was so exciting, not having to make a source sheet, I would just like to say. Having it already beautifully prepared, color-coded, really, really a treat. So if we look at the first source, where does the commandment of respecting our parents come from? It is the fifth of the Aseres Hadibros. So we have in source number one, Shemos Perek Chaf Pasuk Yerbet, Kavid es avicha v'yasimecha, lema'an ya'arichon yamecha al ha'adama, asher Hashem Elokecha notin lecha. So the Pasuk, this is in the Aseres Hadibros, respect your father and your mother so that you should lengthen your days on this land, asher Hashem Elokecha notin lecha. Hashem gave you place in this earth, and in order to extend your stay on this earth, you should respect your mother and father. So the Sefer HaChinuch, which is an anonymous Sefer that was written, you know, it's from a father to a son in honor of his bar mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch, as many of us are familiar with, provides us two suggested reasons behind the mitzvah. So the Sefer HaChinuch in source number two, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, is trying to explain the mitzvah of Kibra Va'im. So Misharshei HaMitzvah, Sharoi Lo LaAdam, SheYakir VeYagmol Chesed LeMisha Asa Imo Tova. From the root of the mitzvah, is Sharoi Lo LaAdam, it is appropriate for a person, SheYakir VeYagmol Chesed LeMisha Asa Imo Tova, that someone should give back and should return good to the one who gave him good. VeLo Yiyena Naval UMitkaner VeKafoi Tova. You shouldn't be disgusting. You shouldn't be disregarding of the good that is given to you. You should be a makir tov. You should recognize the good. You should not be a kafoy tov. Shizomi dara'a ume'usa v'tachlit lifnei elokim v'anashim. This is a terrible way to be, whether it's in front of God or whether it's in front of other people. V'sheitin alibo ki ha'av ha'im him sibat heyoto ba'olam. One should recognize that the father and mother are the reason that you exist in this world. It is appropriate that one should give everything to their parents, any way that they are able to thank them, any way that they are able to do good for them. They should be running to do for their parents. Because they brought them into the world. Because they brought them into the world. And they bring you everything that you're able to do. They contribute to your talents, your capabilities. Everything that you are able to do is due to your parents. And when someone establishes this midah within themselves, when they establish themselves as one who is makir tov, they then come to not only recognize the good that their parents gave them, but also the good that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu sibat tov v'sibat kol avotav ad Adam HaRishon. Because if we trace kibud avaim all the way back from all the avot and all the imahot, we go all the way back in the generations, the original father of all fathers is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when we come to recognize and be mechabed our parents, it can take us all the way back and we eventually come to be mechabed Hashem. Hashem provides for everyone and everything. Hashem makes us complete human beings with all of our body parts. Because had Hashem not given us our neshama, we would be like animals who don't understand anything. So this reminds us, and we must remind ourselves through this exercise of kibud avaim, we should come to also be mechabed Hashem and recognize all the good that Hashem has given us, and we will recognize how much Hashem is worthy of our kavod. So Sefer HaChinuch immediately takes this mitzvah from just one of the Aseret HaDibros that seems very straightforward, respect your mother and father. The Sefer HaChinuch is already beginning to give us the background of the real reason behind kibud avaim, and this might come to answer a question that one can very easily ask on the Aseret HaDibros. On the Aseret HaDibros, and this is going to bring us to our discussion later on in the unit, in the Aseret HaDibros, they seem to be very evenly divided. Mitzvos bin Adam l'chaviro and mitzvos bin Adam l'mako. That the first five of the Aseret HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo tisas Shem Hashem l'shav, you should not worship Avodah Zarah, keep Shabbos, and then we get to kibud avaim. And the question is often asked, why is kibud avaim placed on the bin adam lamakom side of the Aseret HaDibros? And this is what the Sefer HaChinuch is beginning to answer. That yes, this is a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro, that we are respecting our parents. Or is it? That will be our question in a few minutes. But if this is a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro, however, the Sefer HaChinuch is telling us, but just know, the real purpose of kibud avaim is so that you should develop your hakara satov. So it's not just about providing for your parents' needs. It's not just returning to them the favor, quote unquote, that they have done for you. Rather, there is a deeper lesson that it is meant to refine you and refine your hakara satov so that you may turn this value back towards Hashem, who is the ultimate father, and be makir tov to him for everything that he gave not only to you, but to the entire world. So let's continue on in the sources. According to Rav Saadia Gaon, who is quoted by Rabbeinu Bachya, the Torah promises long life for one who fulfills kibud avaim. If we look in source number 3, it is picking up on the second half of the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk was kavod avicha v'yasimecha, and the second half of the pasuk is l'man ya'arichon yamecha al ha'adama asher natan Hashem elokecha lach, so that Hashem should extend your time on the land that he has given you. So Rabbeinu Bachya comments there. V'masha kava ha'katuv schara katuv arichot yamim. Haga'un Rav Saadia natan ta'am bazeh. So why is the reward for kibud avaim, why is the reward arichos yamim, a lengthening of your days? Ki mifi shelefamim atidim sheyichyu ha'avot im habanim zman aruch. Because sometimes what can happen is a person has their parents, and their parents live with them for a very long time. And this is a big burden on the children. And it will be difficult to respect their parents throughout all of this time. And therefore Hashem promised them this specific reward. So that your days should be extended. It is upon you that you must respect them, and that you must live with your parents. And if perhaps this really places a burden on your life, that eventually you'll be distressed about your own life. So no, this is part of the cycle of life. So that Hashem is saying, if you fulfill this mitzvah, then you will merit to have a long life. That you think that this is burdening your life, that perhaps this is taking away from your life, but just recognize you are going to want long life as well. And caring for others and giving to others and taking care of the elderly specifically is how we are able to extend our life. That if no one were to be taking care of you once you reach your older years, that would be the end of you. But it's saying right now you are caring for someone else. Hashem is going to reward you that you are going to have the same done for you when you are in need as well. So in addition to kibud avim, there are four other mitzvot that relate to respecting parents. There is also in Sefer Vayikra, Ishimova aviv tira'u, that a man should fear his father and mother. And in addition, we have the prohibition of hitting one's parents. If we look down in the orange box over there, we are not allowed to hit one's parents. We are not allowed to curse one's parents. Again, that is called Berchas Horim, blessing your parents, as we discussed in the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, the Isser of Berchas Hashem, which is called blessing Hashem, but really is a euphemism for cursing Hashem, and the prohibition of disgracing one's parents. So we have a total of five commandments that are the basis for all of the halachot that we are going to learn of one's obligation towards their parents. So again, there's respect, there's fear or awe, there is the prohibition to hit, the prohibition to curse, and the prohibition to disgrace. So these five general commandments are going to lead us each in very different directions of which we are obligated to our parents. The Gemara in Kedushin goes along with the idea that the Sefer HaChinuch began with and expresses the importance of kibud avim in relation to how we would then treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a byproduct of respecting our parents. What does that mean? The Gemara in Maseches Kedushin says in source number 5, Tanu Rabbanan, Ne'emar kavid es avicha v'esimecha, v'ne'emar kavid es mehunecha in Mishlei, hashva hakatuv kibud avim l'chvod hamakom. The Gemara in Kedushin takes two very similar psukim. One is our pasuk in Parshas Yisro, and one is a pasuk from Mishlei. Kavid es avicha v'yesimecha, v'kavid es Hashem. And he says, what is the importance of kibud avim? It is compared to kibud shamayim, to respecting heaven. The Gemara continues, Ne'emar ishimova aviv tira'u. The next commandment that we have in relation to this mitzvah is ishimova aviv tira'u. V'ne'emar et Hashem elokecha tira'a. It also says further on that in Sefer Devarim, that you should fear Hashem. So again, the same language. To stress the importance of mora kibud avim, the same language is used as mora shamayim, fear.
Loves to cook, loves to pick up something. Do you remember the last trick you learned?
Sorry, everyone. Hold on one second. Okay. The last piece in the Gemara continues as well. Ne'emar umekalel aviv v'imo mot yumat. It says in Sefer Shemot that one who curses his father and mother, they will die. The ne'emar ish ki yekalel alukav v'nasachet o. So additionally, in Vayikra, it says ish ki yekalel Hashem. A person who curses Hashem, he will be killed. Hishva katuv berchat av v'im lebirchas hamakom. So again, the iser to curse one's parents is connected to the iser to curse Hashem. So the Gemara is making the same connection, which is probably what the Sefer HaChinuch was picking up on. That A, there is such a great importance to kibud avim, mor avim, the iser to curse your parents, that we are able to connect it in language to the fear of heaven, the respect of heaven, and that adds importance to the mitzvah in and of itself. But in addition, he's saying that we really can learn one to the other, that from the way we treat our parents, the way we respect our parents, the way we speak about and to our parents, we are then able to learn in how we relate to Hashem and vice versa. We are able and supposed to take messages from how we are meant to interact with Hashem, and lahavdil, we are meant to apply them back to our parents. So this is stressing the great importance that is placed on this commandment of kavod es avicha v'esimecha. So with that, I want to jump over to a brief discussion that is not in our source book, but don't worry, I'll keep you up with what I'm going on. I want to have a brief discussion here about what category exactly does this mitzvah fall into. So we already gave a few proof points. What am I talking about in terms of categories? Is this a mitzvah bin adam l'makom? Or is this a mitzvah bin adam l'chaveiro? So we have already given a few points on the bin adam l'makom side. The first was the Sefer Achinuch that says through respecting our parents, we will come to respect Hashem. There is this Gemara in Kiddushin that seems to very closely connect Kibra Va'im for Kibbut Shamayim, Yiras Ava'im and Yiras Shamayim, Berchas Ava'im and Berchas HaMakom. So those are two examples on that one side. What else would point us in the direction that this is a mitzvah bin adam l'makom? Again, we said that it is categorized on the bin adam l'makom side of the Aseres HaDibros. And there's also another Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Shutfin Him Ba'adam, there are three partners when it comes to creating a human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aviv, the Imo. There is a person, there is the father, the mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bizman sha'adam mechabed es aviv ve'asimo, when a person respects his mother and father, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma'ala ani aleihem ki'ilu darti b'neihem bechivduni. When you respect your parents, Hashem says, it is as if I am dwelling in between your parents and you are respecting me as well. Because Hashem says, we are all partners here. Me and your parents, we all work together in your creation. And Hashem is saying, when you respect them, you should feel as if you are respecting me as well, because I am right there with them. I am their partner in this journey. And therefore, when you treat them properly, I am there as well. And you should feel that you are treating me well as well. So this as well points us in this direction, that this mitzvah would be categorized as a mitzvah bin adam l'makom. There is another place in Kiddushin that points us in this direction as well. Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shila, Amar of Matana, Amar of Chista. Ha'av shemachal al kvodo, kvodo machul. Harav shemachal al kvodo, ein kvodo machul. What is it saying here in this Gemara? This Gemara is bringing up the concept of mechilat kavod, that there is a certain level of kavod that we are meant to show to certain individuals, certain things. But there is also a concept that that person can be molchel on their kavod. So Amar of Matna Amar of Chista, so Rav Chista tells us, Ha'av shemachal al kvodo kvodo machul. An av, a father, who wants to be molchel on his kavod, he put aside his kavod. He can say, you don't need to stand up when I walk into the room. You don't need to bring me water every time I sit down. An av, a father, is allowed to be mochel on his kavod. Harav shemachal al kvodo. However, a rav, a rabbi that decides that he wants to put aside his kavod, ein kvodo machol. He is not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. So what is the explanation here? And in which direction is this going to point us? And I believe that we have the potential to say one of two things. We have to have the potential to say that this is not really a proof either direction. It's just teaching us a different halachic klal. But this could possibly point us towards the fact that this is a mitzvah bin azam l'chaviro. Why is that? One is only allowed to be molchel on kavod that is truly their own kavod. So if we have to respect another person, that other person is able to say, oh, you don't need to show me respect, because it is within their autonomy to say, you have to respect me or you don't have to respect me. I can't be molchel on someone else's kavod. I can't walk into the room and say, Dad, enough. I don't really want to stand up for you anymore. So can we just make an agreement here that I'm not standing up for you anymore? That you can't do. So what is the Gemara telling us in looking at it in that light? It's saying that an av shemachal al kvodo, a father that wishes to put aside his kavod, he may do so. He is allowed to put aside his kavod. That works halachically. That an av, it is his own kavod. So even though there is a commandment of kibud avim, the father is allowed to say, you don't need to show me complete respect right now. However, a rav, a rabbi, is not allowed to be molchel on his kavod because it is not his own kavod. What does that mean? The kavod that we are showing to a rav is not just kavod for that individual. Rather, it is kavod for not only the institution of the rabbanus, but for Torah itself. There is a certain level of kavod that we have to show to Torah, and therefore a Rav, who is a representative of Torah, is not allowed to say, you don't need to be mechaved me, you don't need to respect me, because he is trying to be mochel on the Torah's kavod, and that he cannot do. So this source, this Gemara in Kiddushin, actually directs us in the other direction that would lead us towards saying that this is a mitzvah bein adam lechavira. The other proof on the side of this being a mitzvah bein adam lechavira is just basic logic. Mitzvah bein adam lemakum are between you and God. Mitzvot that only affect you and God. So examples would be Shabbos, Kashrus, Tefillah, Pshatness. Any of those laws that just affect you as a human being and God and have no relevance to anybody else, those are mitzvot bin adam lamakom. A mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro is a mitzvah between you and another person. So clearly, the mitzvah to respect your parents, even if we have these beautiful hashkafic ideas about how it brings you to respect Hashem and how it's so closely linked to respecting Hashem, in the end of the day, this is a mitzvah between you and another person. So it should be pretty straightforward to say that this is a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro. So now we have very logical and pretty convincing proofs on both sides. But the question that I want to ask is, why does it matter? Whether it's a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro or a mitzvah bin adam l'makom, we have to carry it out nonetheless. We have to keep both categories of mitzvah. This is not a stronger emphasis placed on mitzvah bin adam l'makom. This is not that we give precedence to mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro. They are observed exactly the same way with the exact same level of stringency. So why are we having this discussion to begin with? And I think if we look in the Gemara and Yoma, it will give us a little clarity, and then we'll jump back into our books for a decision on the matter. So the Gemara and Yoma tells us, in the Mishnah, it starts here at the top. The Mishnah, Chatat v'asham v'adai mechaprin. We are discussing how does one achieve atonement. Mita v'yom ha-kippurim, so it says karbanot help you to achieve atonement. Mita, death, the Yom HaKippurim, and the experience of going through Yom Kippur, mechaprim im hatshuva. If you do tshuva, then they help you to achieve kapara. Teshuva, so teshuva on its own, repentance on its own, mechaperet al avirot kalo. These help you achieve kapara for easy avirot. Al asay v'al lo ta'asay, on both types of mitzvot, whether it's a mitzvot ase or a mitzvot lo ta'ase. V'al ha-chamurot hu toleh, ad she'evo yom ha-kippurim v'yechaper. So when you do tshuva, if you have gone through the tshuva process and then you arrive at Yom Kippur, that is when you receive kapara. Ha-omer echtav ashuv, however, the Gemara warns us and says, one who sins and then says, oh, I'm just going to sin and then I'll do tshuva later. Echtav ashuv, ein mitmaspikin biyado l'asot tshuva. This person does not have an opportunity to do tshuva. Echtav yom ha-kippurim mechaper. So someone who says, I'll just sin, and then I'll get to Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur I'll deal with it, and Yom Kippur will bring kapara. In yom ha-kippurim mechaper. For that type of sinner, Yom Kippurim does not bring kapara. Avirot shebein adam lamakom. Now this is where our antennas should go up. This is where we have to start paying attention. Avirot shebein adam lamakom, Yom Kippurim mechaper. So a mitzvah that is bein adam l'makom, that just relates to you and God, when you experience the tshuva process of Yom Kippur, that in and of itself brings you kapara. Avirot shebein adam l'chaviro. However, when it comes to avirot that happens between you and another person, in Yom HaKippurim mechaper, ad sheyirtzeh et chaviro, until you have asked appeasement from your friends. So what is the relevance of this discussion to us? If kibbut avaim is considered to be a mitzvah bin adam l'makom, then if we have ever sinned within the realm of kibbut avaim, we arrive at Yom Kippur, we do tshuva, we ask Hashem for forgiveness, and we would seemingly achieve kapara for anything that we may have done wrong in the realm of kibbut avaim. However, if this is a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro, then that is not going to be enough. That if we sin in the realm of kibbut avaim, we are not only going to be expected to appeal to God to ask for forgiveness. But this must be something that we must appease our parents, that we must reach out and rectify on our own before arriving at Yom Kippur. So the only practical ramification of this discussion is the tshuva process. And I believe that this begins to add a little bit of humanity into the conversation. That when we begin in the psukim, Ishimo va'aviv tira'u, kavid es avicha v'yasimecha, they sound very, I don't know, straightforward. Respect your mother and father, fear your mother and father. But when we start to get into the details here, even just a little bit, we start to see how there really is a human element here. And we have this discussion of, is this something that is really God-focused? But it seems like it must really be not just God-focused. It can't be that we are going to do whatever we want in our relationship with our parents. And even though the ultimate goal may be to help us to connect to God, in the end of the day, it is an interpersonal relationship. And we are going to have to appease our parents. We are going to have to work out the relationship before we can come to God. So even though there may be this higher goal of reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via our parents and learning how to relate to God via our parents, we still must work on it and look at it as a relationship in and of itself, first and foremost. So now let's look at just a number of the sources that help give us this decision between, is this a mitzvah bin adam l'chaveiro or bin adam l'makom? The Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah lamed gimel gimel. So this is an explanation on the Sefer HaChinuch, is the Minchas Chinuch. Umikol makom, ani mesupak. He says, I'm confused. I don't know which way to go. Lefi ha-mevo'ar b'Rambam, because it is explained in the Rambam and in Maseches Yoma, da'aviro chebin adam l'chaviro, lo mehani tshuva v'lo yom ha-kippurim ad shiyurtza et chaviro. He says, mitzvot bin adam l'chaviro, you cannot achieve kapara until you have appeased your friend. Im kan v'mitzvah zo shel kibud dehu nosaf, digzirat ha-katov hi dinosaf al kibud kol adam. So we would assume that this mitzvah here that we have of bein adam of kibud avaim is just an extension of the commandment to respect all people. Diba adam acher in isar ela letzaro v'kan mitzvah lechabdo. So he says this is like an addition to the general commandment for all other people. We just have to respect them. We have to not cause them pain. But with our parents, we have this added commandment of having to show them specific respect. So we are not just only not allowed to negatively affect our parents. Rather, we have to have this positive, respectful relationship. Im lo kibdu, if we don't respect our parents, efshar dehi rak mitzvas hamakom barachu. If we're not looking at it, one might say that if one did not respect his parents, then he was only violating a mitzvah bin adam l'makom. So he's presenting the other side of the argument that we just went through. V'lo bin adam l'chaviro, perhaps it's not even a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro. De bin adam l'chaviro eno ela b'mashuhu shaveh l'kol adam. Aval kan hu rak ba'aviv v'imo. Imkin, eno ela b'mitzvah shebin adam l'makom baruchu. So it's saying, perhaps we can say that this is only a mitzvah bin adam l'makom. O Dilma, kivan shehashem yisparach tzivazo ha-mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro, v'lo mehani tshuva, im lo sheyirtzeh et aviv imo. But then he says, but there's very valid arguments on both sides. You can say possibly that, again, this is a commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Sefer HaChinuch was the one that told us that the goal of kibud avim is to respect Hashem. So he's saying we have that argument on one side, and he's presenting the argument that we just presented. So he concludes and says, I'm confused. I don't know which one it is. That there are valid arguments on both sides, and I'm not sure which way we should go. However, the Yalkut Yosef goes in the direction that he rules that it is a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro. Even based on everything the Minchas Chinuch says, even with this debate presented in front of him, the Yalkut Yosef concludes that this is a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro. So he says, Yesh omrim, she'im adam avar al mitzvahs kibud avaim. We are in source number 7. If a person violates the mitzvah of kibud avaim, Milvad Masha mitvada al kach biyom hakipurim, tzarich gam levakish mehem slicha u'mechila. He cannot just arrive at Yom Kippur and expect to be forgiven for his actions. Rather, he also has to ask slicha u'mechila be'erev Yom Hakipurim. Kechol ha-mitzvot shebin adam l'chaviro, like all other mitzvot bein adam l'chaviro, she'in Yom Hakipurim mechaper ad she'yirtzat chaviro, because the Yom Hakipurim will not bring you to forgiveness until you have asked your friend for forgiveness. V'yesh cholkim v'omrim. However, there are some that disagree and say, "D'mitzvah zohi b'chlal mitzvot shebin adam l'makom," that this is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. V'yom hakipurim v'tshuva mechaprim, and then Yom Hakipurim and tshuva alone would bring us kapara. Gam belish yivakish mehem mechila v'slicha, even if you haven't asked for appeasement from them. V'ha'ikar kisvara rishona. So he says, while there is a counter argument, most people rule according to the first explanation, that is that this is a mitzvah bein adam l'chaviro. He goes on to say, "Hamekayim mitzvas kibravaim yesh omrim she'in tzarich lekavin l'shem hamitzvah." So he brings up another conversation, which is whether mitzvah require kavana. De'av shekayma lan de mitzvah tzricha kavana mikol makom b'mitzvah shim in adam l'chaviro mitzvah ina tzricho kavana. So one difference is we don't actually pask in this way, but he says within the discussion of whether it requires that you have intention in order to fulfill a mitzvah, there are those that say that in mitzvah bin adam l'makom, you have to have a certain level of kavana, a certain level of intention to fulfill the mitzvah. However, in mitzvot bein adam l'chaviro, when it comes to interpersonal mitzvot, we do not have to have the same level of awareness and the same level of intention. Shemitzvah kibud avaim, he gam mitzvah shebin adam l'makom, v'tzarich l'kavim ba'av l'shem mitzvah. So he says, when it comes to this specific discussion, kibud avaim is going to fall somewhere strangely in the middle. V'kivan shekan efshar l'hachmir b'nakel, tov v'nachon l'kavim b'eit shemekayimim mitzvahs kibud avaim, she'oseh kan l'shem mitzvah. So he says, so what should we do practically? When we are going to do the mitzvah of kibud avaim, we should have intention that we are fulfilling a mitzvah. So again, this comes back to our discussion for last week. We are not just going through life saying, okay, we're doing what we would have done either way. Rather, we must acknowledge that there is a mitzvah here. So when we are coming to respect our parents, to take care of our parents, to fulfill their needs, there is this idea that we should hold of a certain chumrah here, we should be stringent here, and we should try to have kavana, we should try to have intention that we are fulfilling a mitzvah here. So that is the Yalkut Yosef, that he concludes that this is a mitzvah bein adam l'chaviro, but there is a certain godly element to it, not only because it is a mitzvah, but because there is this lofty goal of through this mitzvah bein adam l'chaviro, we can arrive at a respect and a fear of Shamayim. And therefore, we should have this sort of heightened level of awareness in carrying out this mitzvah bein adam l'chaviro, that there are elements of a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. Lastly, and with this, we are going to conclude this specific unit of the background of Kibud Avaim, of where is this coming from, what is this mitzvah, what is the nature of this mitzvah, is with Rav Nissim Karelitz, and he takes an even more decisive stand. The Yalkut Yosef and the Menchas Chinuch both brought up both sides of the argument. But Rav Nissim Karelitz in the Chut Shani tells us, V'lefi ha-mevo'ar in ha-chinami yisod v'shorash ha-mitzvah hu bin adam l'makom v'kemo shekatav ha-ramban ki l'chvor ha-borei tziva l'chaber av ha-mishatev b'yetzira mikol makom. So he says, even though it is clear that at the root of this mitzvah, there is a mitzvah bin adam l'makom to respect our ultimate creator, mikol makom kivan shehatorah masra kavod zeh la'aviv v'le'imo. Once the Torah brought this level of kavod down to specifically our mother and father, that they are now the owners, quote unquote, of this kavod. So in a philosophical realm, there is an element of kibud avaim that is a mitzvah bin adam l'makom, that is between us and God. On a practical level, in terms of halacha l'ma'ase, what do we practically believe? That this is simply a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro. So I think the conclusion from this original unit, which is our last introductory unit of what is Kibbud Avaim. We learned that there are five basic mitzvot of Kibbud Avaim. There is respect, there is fear, there is the prohibition to hit, the prohibition to curse, and the prohibition to disgrace. We then debated, is this a mitzvah bin adam l'makom or bin adam l'chaviro? And I think our takeaway from this is that all of the poskim, all of the decisors on the matter brought up both sides of the argument. That while practically it is going to manifest itself as a mitzvah bin adam l'chaviro, there should be this constant background awareness that even when we are going through the most basic, we are going to see the most basic halachot, bring water to your parents, stand up when they walk into the room. There should be a heightened level of awareness that God is also present in this equation, that it is not only about respecting our parents who are directly in front of us. And while we are trying to master that specifically, we must also have this awareness that everything we are doing within this microcosmic relationship between us and our parents is truly representative of how we should be behaving towards God. So next week, we are going to begin to delve into the specifics of how do we honor our parents? How do we fear our parents? But with all of that, may we be able to maintain with us the heightened level of awareness that all of this should help us to also improve our relationship with Hashem.